Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. Welcome back. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending some time with me today. All right, it's on. Game 5 tonight of the NBA Finals, and how the game goes could decide the championship. The Toronto Raptors lead the Golden State Warriors 3-1, meaning they're only one game away from assuring the best of 7. Yeah, those nice Canadians are taking it to the California dynasty. A few clear MVPs have emerged, and some have reminded fans of their importance by being absent. And beyond the court, there has been plenty of drama. We've seen an ousted billionaire, Beyonce's Beehive unleashed, some Drake, you know, up for the Spike Lee courtside award, and a criminal investigation into a Toronto man for threatening a player's wife. Here to cover all of it is veteran sports journalist Gary Washburn. Gary writes for the Boston Globe. Gary, welcome to All of It.
Well, it's great to be here.
So, Gary, I love this headline of one of your recent stories. It was, NBA Finals have been no competition for the Raptors. So, what has been Toronto's strength?
They have just played with a great deal of togetherness. They've executed well. They have a player named Kawhi Leonard, who has emerged as one of the best players in the NBA and kind of reaffirmed that assessment with his play in the NBA Finals. And his teammates have played very well behind him. So it's been a collective team effort. They have just played better. Golden State, the two-time defending champions, 3 out of the last 4, have just been banged up with injuries and also haven't played as well.
I want to ask you, when going into the NBA Finals, did people think the Raptors could maybe take it and take it in this way?
No, this was considered maybe a long series in terms of Toronto could push Golden State to maybe 6 or 7 games, but the Warriors would prevail. No one expected Toronto to win both games in Oakland against Golden State. No one expected them to be on the verge of winning the championship in 5 games and to play this well. So this is a complete shock, considering Golden State's history, having won 3 out of the last 4, their dominance over the last several years. And Toronto is their first time here. They were a franchise that began in 1995 with the little nifty logo, you know, from Jurassic Park, because it was, you know, obviously that was a hit movie back in the mid-90s. So, you know, that was their big dinosaur logo, and it was like kind of cute. But now this cute team has become a championship contender.
Yeah, that game 4 was ugly. It's kind of like when your little brother, you turn around and he's suddenly a foot taller than you are.
Exactly, yes, exactly.
So we'll talk about KD, Kevin Durant, in a minute, but where has Golden State been weak in terms of strategy?
It's just been overall fatigue. Their bench is not as good as it was in the past. Besides Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry, they're not playing well in terms of shooting the basketball. And they've gone through stretches where it's been hard to score. Toronto's defense has been exceptional. And defense is obviously the basis of how you win NBA games and how you win championships. And they have stopped and stymied the Warriors because the Warriors are a three-point shooting team. But besides Thompson and Curry, they haven't been able to make three-pointers. And also they haven't been able to get the ball and score the ball in the paint, get to the free throw line, the things that you have to do to score. Toronto has just been stellar defensively. The Warriors have not been efficient offensively.
My guest is Gary Washburn. He is a national basketball reporter for the Boston Globe, and we're talking about the NBA Finals. This question is from my sports-obsessed 11-year-olds, and you know sometimes they know as much as sportscasters. He wants to know, is Kawhi Leonard the best on both of these teams, the best player at this point?
Yes. I mean, if you want to, of course. He has played better. Kevin Durant has yet to play. He's likely to play tonight, the former MVP. Perhaps the best player in the Warriors will make his debut tonight in Game 5 after missing 9 games with a calf injury. So, yeah, Kawhi Leonard has been the best player in this series. It's not even close, and I think everyone would agree with that. And I think after missing most of last season with an injury, Leonard has returned to gain his throne as one of the top players in the NBA.
So over the weekend, I don't know if you saw this, it was cracking me up. There were all these Kevin Durant memes and Steve Kerr memes about what's actually really going on there. Do you expect that Kevin Durant will play tonight despite the injury?
I do. He's very close. I mean, they thought he might play in game four. So I do think he'll play tonight. I don't know how much he'll have. He hasn't played in more than a month. And, you know, you can't just drop a guy on an NBA court with that high level of competition, the speed, after a month off and expect him to be like he was before. That's going to be a very difficult transition. You know, it's like any one of us, you know, trying to run a 100-yard dash against, you know, real runners and we haven't worked out in a while. It's just you are going to take time to adjust and you're not going to be anything close to what you were. So they have to hope that Durant can somehow regain it quickly and become close to what he is.
We've been talking about the players. I'm curious your thoughts on any of the decisions that the coaches have made that you think have had an impact on the way this series is going, the finals are going.
Well, I think first-year coach Nick Nurse has been great in terms of just choosing when to play guys, his defenses, mixing things up, keeping the Warriors on their on their heels. Steve Kerr made an interesting and controversial decision by keeping Klay Thompson out of game three. He injured his hamstring in game two. He left the game. He wanted to play in game three back in Oakland. They held him out, and he came back and played fine and was healthy in game four, but they kind of gave away that game three. They put everything on Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry had 47 points, but it wasn't good enough. They lost anyway. So there's people who speculate that, you know, he kind of gave that game away, that you don't give away an NBA Finals. He wanted to preserve Klay Thompson for later in the series, but if you keep losing, there's going to be no later. So I think especially if they lose tonight, they'll be questioned for why did you give away that game or not play one of your best players and try to take the lead in the series as opposed to kind of giving that game away.
My guest is Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe. We're talking about the NBA Finals, the Raptors leading the Golden State Warriors 3-1 in a surprising, surprising series. So I know you're a very serious veteran sports journalist. You work with NABJ. I have to ask you about some of the off-court shenanigans, if I may. So Drake, the rapper Drake, he's a Canadian. He is kind of doing a Canadian version of Spike Lee, our local Knicks booster here, who can get a little excited. And they're calling something called the Drake Curse. Is Drake really a huge distraction? What's going on there?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you don't usually see, like, Drake is one of the hottest, you know, performers on the earth right now. You know, he has been for a long time, and all these players know who he is and listen to his music. So it's undeniable, right? If it would be like 25 or 30 years ago, you know, Michael Jackson or Prince being a courtside where it's like, you can't deny that you listen to their music. You can't deny you've heard these people. You can't, you know, you can't act like you don't know who this is. So there you go with one of the top, you know, performers on earth, courtside talking trash to you, clapping, and it's a distraction in the sense of, like, you know, those guys talk back and they want to shut them up. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's helped the Raptors, but it's definitely added to kind of their fan base, to that their support, that here is a guy who's one of the top performers who is a big Raptors fan. The Raptors are a team that if you ask the average everyday person, you know, people probably wouldn't even know that there was a basketball team in Toronto, and they certainly wouldn't know their name was the Raptors. They wouldn't know much about this team or their players. And now he adds popularity to this franchise. He adds popularity to Canada. You know, Canadians always kind of feel like they're overlooked. They feel this inherent rivalry with the United States. Canada has not won a major professional sports title and since 1993, you know, no NHL, no NBA, no Major League Baseball. 26 years, they haven't won anything. So they are desperate and hungry for a sports title, and Drake is kind of the head of that snake.
All right, so Mark Stevens is this venture capitalist. This is story number two, weird things that are happening on the court. He owns a minority stake in the Warriors, and he got barred from attending games and has to pay a $500,000 fine. What happened?
Kyle Lowry from the Raptors. You know, the seats, unlike any other sport, you know, fans are able to sit right very close to the action. I mean, if you get that front courtside seats, which are thousands of dollars, and in the NBA Finals, multi-thousands of dollars, $50,000, some of these seats are, $60,000 on the open market for an NBA Finals seat. Very expensive seats, obviously. You're right out in the action. You can hear the guys talk. You can hear the tennis shoes, squeak on the floor. You can hear the officials. You can hear everything. The ball hit the basket. So Kyle Lowry from the Raptors was diving for a loose ball near out of bounds, and he ran into made contact with a man two seats from Stevens. And Stevens' wife or his companion, he made contact with her also, but not as much, but some. Not to where she was hurt. So she stood up, and Stevens decided to push Lowry twice as if to blame him for actually playing hard and chasing a loose ball, and then cursed at him twice. And, you know, Lowry kept his cool. Lowry could have definitely, tried to retaliate, but he didn't. He just pointed the guy out to the official, and then security took over and extorted the fan. And the fan was ended up being a minority owner of the team, you know, and he's a billionaire, so they fined him $500,000 and banned him from any team activities or games for a year, because you can't have fans making contact. These guys are, you know, trying to play their best games, and you want these closed seats. Well, sometimes these guys are going to be in your lap. That can happen. That's part of the game. It's unfortunately, it's like going to a good baseball game and you're close and you see a foul ball come towards you. I mean, this is part of the experience, and unfortunately, it can cause a potential injury, but you've got to be prepared for that. You've got to understand that, hey, I'm sitting right here. These guys are going to chase loose balls. These are powerful professional athletes that are going world-class athletes. So it could be that you get run into or someone knocks over your drink, and you can't react that way. It's ridiculous. And there's some people who think that he should sell his share of the team, that he should never be allowed to go to NBA games because you can't make contact with these players. I mean,
right.
If the players do respond, then they're in the wrong. When suddenly we are talking about X player hitting a fan or pushing a fan back, and that makes the player look terrible. So the players know they're at a complete disadvantage because they know they cannot respond.
And finally, this one the internet is on fire with. Beyonce, probably bigger person who is bigger than Drake at this point, her fan base has gone after Nicole Curran, the wife of the Golden State Warriors majority owner, because there's some belief she was making eyes at Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z. How bad has this gotten?
Yeah, this is the worst one. This is terrible. I mean, what we've become as a society, you know, we get a picture or someone looks and it could be not really, it could be just just kind of catching them at a bad time. We've all had a picture, you know, in the old Polaroid days or the old days where we weren't ready or our eyes were completely closed or we were looking the other way. And, you know, it's like, okay, take that picture again because, that's not what I meant to do. I was just you caught me at a bad time. And I think the camera caught Beyonce kind of not frowning, but kind of turning her head where the wife of the Warriors owner was literally asking Jay-Z what he wanted in his drink because they were ordering drinks to come out, and Jay-Z asked for a drink, and she asked if he wanted a lime. It was loud, so she reached over and asked him, and suddenly was like, how dare her talk to Jay-Z that way, and right across Beyonce. It was all these, like, you know,
super gossipy
with the situation. Yeah. Yeah, like asking him, you know, she wasn't, you know, making, you know, trying to talk to him in terms of asking him what he's doing after the game. She was asking him if he wanted a lime in his drink. I mean, she's a married woman. She's a wife of a multi-millionaire, billionaire. And it's just crazy how just a simple expression from Beyonce, which might have been her, oh, okay, go ahead and talk to him, or she didn't smile, was, oh, she's unhappy about this. Don't, you know, she's very, it's just insane how we run with social media, we run with these pictures and memes, and people need to really calm down. I mean, this is over the top. People need to get themselves together and figure, you know, get the information first, as opposed to going on this woman's Instagram page and giving her death threats or giving her, you know, sending her nasty messages.
Let's get back to the game, because you know what? It's a good series. Enough drama on the court. Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you.
On Mondays, we like to start the week off with some good vibes, something to set the tone for the rest of the week. And this week, we're going to piggyback off the NBA Finals. Let's talk about Canadians and how polite they are, even in the heat of the NBA Finals. Normally in the U.S., there'd be two mayors getting into it, making some silly bet, and local news would have man-on-the-street soundbites of people saying the other team is going down or they stink. Not Canadians. Canadians are really polite. And that isn't just a myth. A group of Canadian linguists from McMaster University recently published a report that showed Canadians disproportionately use polite and positive language on Twitter, while American tweets are characterized by negative words and profanity. Being nice on Twitter, that's really something. And the same seems to be true of Canadian sports fans. Apparently, getting a Canadian to partake in the U.S. tradition of trash-talking the opposing team on camera, well, that's a fool's errand. This sound is from Jimmy Kimmel's show, where they sent a producer up to Toronto to see if he could get some Raptors fans to talk trash about the Golden State Warriors. And it was futile. So today's good vibes come from our neighbors to the north, some really nice Torontans.
Canadians aren't as, what is the word, terrible as we are. They are, as a general rule, polite and friendly people. But what happens when sports gets involved, when rivalries rear their ugly heads? We wanted to find out. So we sent a camera crew north to Toronto, and we asked Raptors fans to talk some trash, to give us the best of their worst. And, well, this is what we got.
Trash talk.
We're talking to Canadians and asking them to trash talk the Warriors. Are you ready? Trash talk.
No. You don't do that here.
And we are asking Canadians to trash talk the Golden State Warriors. Are you ready? Trash talk.
I would not do that against anybody. Canadians don't do that.
Let me hear you trash talk the Warriors a little bit. Trash talk.
No, 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 no. We are polite. We are Canadians.
I mean, they're a great team. I don't think I can trash talk them. I think they're in the finals for a reason.
Why would I trash talk them? They haven't done nothing wrong to me or my team. All I'm saying is everybody's playing right. So if they want to win, they better play better than us. That's all I can say.
You're pretty harsh, Lou.
Golden State ain't so golden anymore, huh?
Wow.
You're losing tonight. You're losing. That's it. That's my trash talk.
Trash talk.
Well, we're Trini, so we cook curry, so curry's gonna get cooked.
Yep.
Go to hell.
That's awful. That's terrible. No, I don't mean that. I just mean, I hope you don't win.
No trash. No. We'll console them when they lose.
Okay, ready? Console.
Console. Well, better luck next time. It's about time for Toronto to be number one. Hey, hey, hey!